When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's midday. Hello and welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. It's also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions on TuneIn and at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, media coalition against illegal mining charges civil society organizations to sue authorities for their laxity in combating illegal mining activities. Details as severe water crisis hits part of the central region due to Galamsey activities.
Let me say, we are not desperate, so we cannot but say, please help us. If we close down Sechehima and close down Dabwasi, what will happen to Cape Coast? What will happen to Takrady?
Also, tensions are high in Lejakuku as both parties gear up for a fierce battle with each confident of victory.
We are promising the people of Lejakuku jobs for the youth.
Today, it took the efforts of Dr. Bernard Okoba. When you go to the Tesi Sanguna, where our fisher folks are.
Also this afternoon, member of the Board of Council of State, Joanna Opare, charges young girls to take responsibility of critical life decisions and not succumb to current waves of peer pressure.
Don't let anything stop you in your tracks, not death. You have an inner thing that speaks to you. Tap into it as children.
We have details of these and more. Join us. We are your home of independent, fearless and credible news. My name is Michael Ashale. Let's settle for the details now. Now, the media coalition against illegal mining says it is time for civil society organizations to sue government for its laxity in combating illegal mining activities. According to them, illegal mining has persisted because of the negligence of those who have been put in charge to deal with the menace. Their comments come on the back of management of Ghana Water Company Limited in the central region, warning that residents in Cape Coast and surrounding communities could go without water running through their pipes for months due to Galamsey activities on the Pra River. We'll hear from them shortly, but first, here are excerpts of our yet-to-be-aired hotline documentary titled Poison Rivers, produced by Richard Kujinyako.
Sacred waters, once no-go zones, are now vulnerable to exploitation. Their purity sacrificed at the altar of profits. What was once protected by deep-seated respect for tradition is now undermined by the clinking of coins as the sacred is sold off piece by piece. The Ghana Water Company continues to post challenges affecting the processing of water for the consuming public. At their water treatment plant here at Sechehima, illegal miners continue to mine very close to the intake point of the company. Here, modern equipment struggles against overwhelming turbidity levels, constantly straining under the burden.
So water or a treatment plant that is designed to abstract water without silt is now abstracting the water with silt. So you abstract the water, you have to, so if it is, let's say, a full container, half of it is already silt. So it means that after treatment, half of it is waste. So if you are expecting to get 10 buckets, you get 5 buckets. So if you produce in 24 hours, you should get 10 buckets in 24 hours. Now you are going to get 5 buckets in 24 hours. So definitely you will get less water to supply to the people.
Excerpts of Poison Rivers, produced by Richard Kojenako. Now, Communications Manager of the Ghana Water Company Limited for Western and Central Regions, Nana Yaoberma Banya, says they are in desperate times and only desperate measures can help to salvage the water situation.
Ghana Water Company is having to spend 4 times more than the cost of treatment in getting treatment chemicals. Come to Dabwase, also in Western region. The water quality is so bad. Let me say, we are not desperate. So we cannot but say, please help us. It's like an SOS message that has been sent out there. So we are just pleading. Just maybe somebody will hear and do something about it. It is getting terrible. If we close down Sekhima and close down Dabwasi, what will happen to Cape Coast? What will happen to Takoradi?
We can now hear from the convener of the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining, Dr. Kenneth Ashigbe, who is calling on CSOs to sue government for a better action.
It is really very trying times that we find ourselves in. We all need to wake up again, but we need to change our modus operandi. The time has come for us to start getting lawyers to help us go to court and start suing people who have to take action for the things that we are doing to ourselves and to the generation yet unborn. I don't know what it would take for the president to emulate the example of Otufo Asantehene, where 3 chiefs have now been destroyed. Why is it that the DCEs, MCEs that are, you know, that control district that are in where the Prior River, the Tana River, all our big river bodies that have been killed and dying, why are they still at post?
To some other stories, and the Inspector General of Police, Dr. George Ekufu-Dampare, has for the first time opened up publicly on the Ghana Police Service's decision to centralize its communication. This was in response to comment from the Ghana Journalist Association, which is unhappy about the seemingly quietness of the police. The police has, in the last few years, limited comments and responses to incidents, to statements from the national headquarters, shutting public communications at all regional and district levels. The IGP has given some clarification on the matter at the Joy News National Dialogue on Defending Media Freedom on Thursday. James Aveji has more in the following report.
The Ghana Police's decision to limit communication with the public to only press statement has come under public scrutiny in the last few years. The latest to raise the concern is President of the Ghana Journalist Association, Albert Kwabena Junfo, at the Joy News National Dialogue on Defending Media Freedom.
Given the presence of our beloved IGP among us today, we are once again urging the Ghana Police to decentralize information, thereby facilitating easier access to it. The police is still our friends.
Investigative journalist Manasseh Azure Awone believes police not being open with information to the general public in critical times could potentially compromise public safety.
Every district of this country, if we have to go to the police headquarters to get that information, the fake news will spread, and by the time the national headquarters even comes out to the truth, nobody may remember what really happened.
Here is IGP George Akufo-Dampare's response to the concerns.
My brother came to say the whole thing in an ambushing manner, and I'm not ready to respond to them because that will be for another day. But the beauty of it is that he didn't say that the police has breached any law. So at least we are within law in all our actions. So that settles the scores. So all the points he was making was an appeal to, well, if you make it, the way you make it will determine the how it is received. So we have heard him, and maybe he will come in, and we look forward to that.
It is still unclear whether the Ghana Police Service will heed to the growing public call to decentralize its communication channels to the public. James Savage's report for Joy News.
Now we are about 98 days until Election Day. The battle lines are drawn in the Lejokuku constituency. Will the NDC hold on to the seat, or will the MPP manage to unseat the incumbent? While both parties are locking horns, each confident in their victory. My colleague Michael Ashali has more in the following report.
What really are you promising the people of Lejokuku that you think that will resonate with the people on the ground?
We are promising the people of Lejokuku jobs for the youth. But you see, for a medical doctor and the deputy minister of health, yeah, to go and build a container as a clinic for his people is very shameful.
Today, you took the efforts of Dr. Benadoko, but when you go to the Tessie Sangona, where our fisher folks are, they have a wharf, a landing beach. Now they are going around claiming that the wharf is uncompleted. What is Dr. Honorable Benjamin Ayiku supposed to do when it is not completed? Go out, speak for the people. Don't say because MPP started, because you are waiting for John Mama to come and complete it.
See, well, they will not decide. They are just four. The thousands of people in the constituency will decide, and in just 99 days, they will do that. Whether the NDC will retain the seat for the parliamentary seat, or Bernard Okobo from the MPP side will manage to unseat him, well, that remains to be seen. We'll definitely be monitoring the Lejokuku constituency and bring you all the details as it happens. For Joy News, Michael Ashali.
Let's stay a bit longer on elections, and a group calling itself Jane's Army of Women is rallying support for NDC's running mate Nana Opoku-Agyeman to become the nation's first female vice president. Kenneth JC has more in the following report.
Jane's Army of Women says the group is a non-political organization, but a broader social movement aiming to empower women and promote gender equality in Ghana's political landscape. They believe her election will be a significant step forward in breaking the glass ceiling for women in Ghana and inspiring future generations of female leaders.
We should go to the polls and choose the one with the woman, because there is a woman involved. We want women to be there. We want us to be represented. So if there is a woman going on the ticket with a man, I urge all women in Ghana to vote for that political party. In fact, I'm not here to do politics, but just because there is a woman involved, no matter your party background, whether party A, party B, just because it's been ages that we've been crying out loud, we want women to be there.
I believe that for the first time in our history, if a lady has been given the opportunity to, you know, run as the vice president, it's an amazing one. And as a woman, I believe in what women can do.
She has broken that, because she's a great woman. We have seen it. It's not new. We have seen what she's done. She's gone international. We've seen what she's done. We've seen her at UCC. We've seen her at several places. We know that Prof will deliver.
Critics, however, question whether gender alone should be a determining factor in the election, calling for a focus on policies and qualifications. Nonetheless, Jane's Army of Women says it remains steadfast in their mission, emphasizing the importance of more women representation in government.
To the Volta region now, and the Ghana Health Service is raising alarms over a surge in measles rubella cases in the Volta region during the first half of 2024, attributing the situation to widespread vaccine hesitancy, with more than 9,400 children unimmunized. Rubella, a contagious viral infection that can cause symptoms such as fever, rash, swollen lymph nodes and joint pain, poses severe risk, particularly for pregnant women, where it can lead to congenital disabilities. With the disease now spreading rapidly, the Regional Health Directorate is racing against time, collaborating with other regional directors to intensify efforts to immunize more children and curb the outbreak. Fred Kwame Asare has more.
Vaccination campaigns have been characterized by hesitancy in the Volta region, leading to low coverage. The Volta Regional Deputy Director of Health, Dr. Kwesi Jokutu, outlined misinformation and disinformation as factors in vaccine hesitancy in his jurisdiction.
We've been through this cycle over and over again, and it looks like things have gotten better over time. So people are encouraged to continue.
He also noted increasing cases of rubella and measles outbreaks in the Volta region, where several children were left unimmunized by mid-2024.
So looking at our vaccination coverage, especially for measles and rubella, we noticed that it has been below par in a lot of districts. So it wasn't surprising when we had measles outbreaks in the Volta region. So we have a lot of work to do.
He therefore called for a stakeholder collaboration towards increasing vaccination coverage in the region. Fred Kwame Asari, Joy News, Ho.
Now, Deputy Health Director, Volta Region, Dr. Senanu Kwesi Jokoto, says they are scrambling all available resources to avert an outbreak.
Up to 9,495 children were missed in the first 6 months for measles rubella. The coverage in the Volta region currently, as of half year, was 70%. We are supposed to have recorded at least 90% coverage. That is supposed to be the target. There's no reason why these cases should be allowed to spread. Measures that we are taking is to have a reactive campaign from the 2nd to the 9th of October.
Member of the Board of Council of State, Her Excellency Joan Opari, has charged young girls to keep their heads up and take full responsibility of critical decisions of their lives. Mrs. Opari made the call at a community development program for some young girls at the University of Ghana to instill a sense of integrity and community development in the girl child. My colleague James Savegi has more in the following report.
Established as a beacon of inspiration for young girls, Sisters Keepers, a non-governmental organization led by founder Violet A.C. Pearson, has in the past 8 weeks gathered over 30 girls in different locations across the globe, including Ghana, for mentorship and community service program.
Because our belief is we have a lot of young girls out there who are interested and committed to doing good things in their community. How do we identify them? How do we inspire them, support them, equip them, right? So that they have the skills, and already they have the passion, but so they have the skills to really do work in their community, to recognize the leadership skills in themselves.
After a long training in three different categories of physical, mental, and a sense of community development, the girls, selected mostly from deprived areas in northern Ghana, are assembled here at the University of Ghana for a graduation ceremony. Keynote speaker and founder of Stratcom Africa, Esther Koba, charged them to look beyond their current situation and dare to dream big.
To appreciate that whatever your circumstances are, you should not despise them, because they help you in your later life.
Board member of the Council of State, Her Excellency Joanna Opari, said the God factor cannot be overemphasized in their lives.
Don't let anything stop you in your tracks, not death. You have an inner thing that speaks to you. Tap into it as children. Respect your parents.
As the 33 girls depart to their various locations, they are charged to be change leaders, serving in their communities in integrity. James Abaji's report for Joy News.
James Abaji with that report, then that ends the bulletin at midday. We'll be back sometime later with some more details. My name is Michael Ashali.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.